RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You got to wonder what it was like for this dude watching Melo, watching Kobe and Selah grab for the presents under the tree.
Yeah.
We have enjoyed them, our little nieces and nephews, you know, as they have grown up here, Terrell Thomas's kids. And as we welcome Terrell on, I'm sure it was a special Christmas day for you and
yes.
the family, man. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Great to have you all. Happy holidays, I'll say, as we transition, you know,
yep.
to New Year. So happy holidays.
And is it still special watching them dive for presents? And as your kid,
yes,
that's what you do.
Yes,
you don't walk up to them and grab. You dive for them. That's mine.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really nice Christmas holiday. I will say that it was great to see. It was very special. Kobe, of course, he's still a little too young to open gifts, so I just kind of set his gifts in his lap and whatnot and let him try to grab for them. And, of course, we have a newer addition with my lady's daughter, her daughter Madison, opening gifts with the kids. It's always great to see, man. I love Christmas. I love everything that goes along with that holiday, so I'm really blessed, and I appreciate God for putting me in that position.
And I have to apologize. I left Madison out.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that, so yeah. I apologize.
No worries at all.
But that's amazing to hear the kids had a great Christmas. What was the coveted gift this year under the tree?
Well, I do know for Carmelo, he still has a gift that he hasn't opened yet. That right there would be, yeah, that's the one that I know he's most looking forward to.
Okay.
Selah's getting older, so it's just jewelry and books for her. And she's pretty much the same. I got her a special book. I will reveal it, but she may be listening.
Yeah, don't tell her.
The girls are reading more. I heard that also yesterday. Somebody got a book series yesterday. So the girls are reading more. I love to see it.
Okay. All
yeah,
right.
the intelligence level. So they say women are smarter than us men. So I'll let that fly this holiday season as well.
I want to bring something up, and I want to embarrass you a little bit here because Noel reminded me of something. Noel, you've seen Selah out doing her thing.
I have, yeah.
And she's a young reporter, right? And she's getting better and better. My question is, while Daddy's on the phone, your experiences with her, she's already got it, right? Meaning
100%.
That it factor as it's growing.
100%.
How much time do you figure she's going to be local? If she will, I mean, she got to get out of school first, obviously.
I was about to say, yeah, as soon as she graduates college, she's going to be hitting the ground running. They're going to be calling her sophomore year trying to get her to do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Daddy?
I pray so.
You know, let's get her some NIL stuff here and get her ready for college.
Listen, indeed. What transition?
She's already letting me know she got 2 years left and she's flying away. I said, dang, you leaving me? Huh?
Yeah, it's already SAT time. We already playing in schools. We got things to do, Dad.
I'm learning that more and more every day.
There you go, folks. But if you're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Terrell Thomas, and he is social, you can always find him at Eldorado2452. You know, Hawks are playing tonight, and, you know, a certain player has returned to this team, and we ain't won a game since he's been back. And a lot of people are saying stuff, but, I mean, I'm looking at the bright side that, you know, as Trae Young gets in and reacclimates himself with this team, we're going to see the wins. His production has been good and solid, and just the way the last game ended, you know, give you a reason to kind of like grit your teeth a little bit. But thoughts about this team as they try to break out of this four-game tailspin against the Miami team that's right above them in the division here this evening?
Yeah, you know, I hate to see things unfolding the way they are. I remember when Trae did miss a few weeks and the Hawks were winning, we had the conversation, you know, if Trae returns to the lineup and the production we've seen and the wins we've seen, if they don't continue, what is going to be the talk? And as you mentioned, I've heard the chatters as well, you know, because since Trae's return, the Hawks have looked good offensively. I do believe that Jalen Johnson still has been effective. I'm glad to see that. I was very curious to see how those two would gel with the return, with Trae's return to the lineup. But that production has not equaled wins as of yet. And, yes, that the last game versus the Bulls had a few head-scratching moments down the stretch. So I do kind of believe that it is one of those situations where Trae is getting reacclimated to this lineup. I think it's different for Trae. You know, we've said for years and years now that Trae has needed a superstar to play along, and I think we do have a budding superstar for sure with Jalen Johnson. So I do wonder, is it just those two are still building their chemistry together? Because they don't have a lot of games together when we think about Jalen getting injured last year, Trae being injured recently. So I'm hoping and leaning that it's more towards that, but they do have to find a way to get back on the winning side of things against the Miami Heat, because they're right underneath the Heat right now in the standings.
They are, and from what I've seen, what I've been seeing in the past couple of weeks is that offensively they look pretty good. They're scoring, and Trae is adding to that being back. But defensively, they seem to become inconsistent. What's happening there, and what can they do tonight against Miami to turn that tide?
Yeah, I think it's been like pretty much the same script over the years when it comes to when Trae's on the floor defensively, and it almost does seem like the Hawks are playing down one. I do believe that Trae had his best defensive year yesterday, and I still feel like he has some growth to do on that side of the ball, especially under Coach Quinn. I know we mentioned last week when we spoke, I was saying, hey, Trae would be at a huge advantage if he just takes the Allen Iverson script and just plays the passing lanes more. He's not the biggest guy out there, so there are some guards who can kind of play bully ball against him, but he's very swift, very fast. If he plays that passing lane, I think he'd be very successful. But they have to find a way for Trae, for one, teams not to gun at Trae, because it seems like that.
Yeah.
The teams are going for Trae when he's out there defensively, and it does at times seem like the Hawks, again, are playing 4-on-5 basketball. So they have to find a philosophy to get that, to handle that, or it's going to continue to linger and be a problem.
Well, this is the game they got to get the win, because, you know, Adebayo's day-to-day, Tyler Herro is gone, my man. And so this is a team right now, while you're looking up at Miami, you can get well. You can get well, you can work on some things, and you got to turn the corner, because after a four-game losing streak, man, you talk about chemistry, you talk about all these things that you would like to have in place before the All-Star break, right? And leading up to, as you end the year, you're working on some things. You're feeling these guys have some chemistry going here, going there, whether it's low post or backcourt, whatever it is. But they haven't had a chance to get footing, Trae coming back and all that. But I'm saying today, and this matchup against Miami is one of those games where you have a chance to catch a team out the top talent, get better, because you got the team that's going to be sitting in second place next, which is the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the way I think about it.
No, the next week, the schedule is going to get kind of bumpy, though, right, Terrell?
Yeah.
Yes. And Greg, I think you hit it right on the head. Like, this is one of those early season must-win situations, you know, because although Miami has the injuries that you mentioned, it seems like Miami comes here to Atlanta and they always find a way to pull out a win. I don't understand how that happens, but even with the injuries and the hiccups that they have right now, I think that this could be a close game. So I think this is one of those games that the Hawks must win, because as you mentioned, yes, then you have the Knicks coming to town tomorrow, and, you know, they're on a high. They lost to Cleveland yesterday, so I think they'll be looking to bounce back and get a win. You have Ant-Man and the Timberwolves coming to town soon. The schedule does not get any easier now that the Hawks are, you know, past that mark of Christmas Day and really needing to turn things up. So they got to get a win tonight. They got to find a way to get on the winning side of things.
All right, man. Well, we're going to be back on our show on Sunday. We may have to reach out to you and ask, hey, That was a good call. Or, what's wrong with these guys? We'll discuss that on Sunday.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Either way, as always, Terrell, whether it's today or we're doing the Sunday show, Saturday and Sunday. By the way, we get our Saturdays back mid-January, so it'll be Sam and Greg Saturday and Sunday mornings again soon. But for getting up early the way you have been throughout the years, you know, Adam Alexander, you know, y'all are like the ones who've been with us from the beginning, and you get up at ungodly hours at times and join us, so we want to thank you again.
Oh, always a pleasure, man. I appreciate being on the show. I'll be tuned in for the rest of the show. You guys have a great day. Noel, have a great day. And let's get a win, Hawks. Let's have a great conversation Sunday morning about how these Hawks are on a two-game winning streak.
There you go.
I need you to send some good vibes today, Terrell.
And plus, we didn't say we were definitely
I'm sending them.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.